CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Less than 3 weeks now until Election Day, and it's full steam ahead for the presidential candidates in the battleground states. Donald Trump rallied supporters in Atlanta. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien is there.
Supporters waited for hours to hear the former president on the same day that the state saw a record-breaking first day of early voting.
We're seeing numbers. They're saying, wow, those are big numbers.
Trump urging the crowd to vote any way they can.
Get everyone you know to get out and vote. We don't want to take a chance.
Trump supporter Chris Christman hearing the message loud and clear.
It's already in the bag. However, we need to vote now.
Vice President Harris talked about her opponent on Charlemagne the God's radio show.
His chief of staff, two secretaries of defense, his national security advisor, and his former vice president have all said he is dangerous and unfit to serve.
A judge in Georgia has blocked a new rule that would have required ballots there be counted by hand after the election. The Supreme Court has ordered an appeals court to review a ruling barring 18 to 20-year-olds from carrying guns in public during states of emergency. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The appeals court ruled the Pennsylvania law violates the Second Amendment, which it said applies to all Americans regardless of age. But in June, the high court ruled that some gun restrictions are legal and has told the lower court to apply that new standard to the Pennsylvania law.
An Israeli strike has killed six people in the southern Lebanese town of Nabatea. The BBC's Jonathan Head from Beirut.
They're saying the mayor is among the five they've recorded dead. There are a lot of ambulances and paramedics there trying to find others.
The cramped rooms Anne Frank and her family lived in Amsterdam before they were captured by the Nazis will be replicated at an exhibit in New York City. Ronald Leopold is director of the museum in Holland.
With devastating anti-Semitism and other forms of group hatred on the rise in the U.S., but also across the world, we feel it's our responsibility as Anne Frank House has never been greater.
Turns out you won't be harming anyone else if you pack a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for your next flight, as long as you clean up well.
The British researchers found no evidence that nut allergens are spread through an aircraft's ventilation system. So ordering passengers not to consume nuts is unlikely to prevent an allergic reaction on board. What they did find was that nut oil and particles stick to things. So wiping down a seat, tray table, and screen is the best way to protect a passenger with a life-threatening nut allergy. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
S&P futures are up 1, Dow futures down 19, NAS futures ahead 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. The position is open following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Breisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front. front on both sides of the ball. But in a lot of ways, they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little breezier with a high of 63. Then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I got eight brothers and one sister. I grew up in a family of 10 kids. Anyone come from a larger family than that? Large family, you have to adapt to survive. Everyone, parents included. My dad adapted. He learned how to have fun with us. He used to love taking us to the store. He'd only say one thing: spread out, they can't watch all of us. Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. A large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween, because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door. Halloween night, the guy that puts a bowl full of candy on his front porch with the note, please take one. We not only dumped the bowl, we took the bowl. We took the note because you want to show other kids. You got to read this. This is funny.
Thank you. guess I'll just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits with John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise at WRJN. All right, a guy was so sick of his wife nagging him, he just disappeared 10 years ago. He spent an entire decade living in the woods. He couldn't take living with his wife anymore. He recently resurfaced. Now he's living in a homeless shelter. And it's a special type for people to get back on their feet again. He just doesn't want to go back to the nagging, he said. Wow. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sometimes if, you know, I nag my wife or she nags me, we just go to the other room for a few minutes. This guy hid out in the woods for 10 years. Whoa. Here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine. Broadway musical Hair. That's Oliver. And good morning, Starshine. Hey, it's Friday. High school football this week. Racine Park at Indian Trail High School Academy in Kenosha. Pregame 5:30, kickoff 6 o'clock. Then Saturday, it's Wisconsin at Northwestern at 9 a.m. The Badgers play. And Sunday, the Packers will host the Houston Texans 10 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sports here on WRJN.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right. And the Northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at
some timeless hits with the Beach Boys, California Girls at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Right now it's sunny and 36 degrees here at Radio Park, looking for sunshine right through Sunday. It should be really beautiful. Look at that sunrise this morning, huh? Looks good. This is hard to believe. Until the year 2001, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as the characters could not wear their own underwear underneath their costumes. They had to wear shared underwear. And after, you know, enough lice cases, Disney changed the policy. Whoever came up with that, you had to wear the same underwear as the person before you. Yuck.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like people cannot hate the Joker sequel enough. The film has reviewed poorly with critics and audiences and a legendary screenwriter. Paul Schrader is jumping into the fray, saying he went shopping in the middle of the film. Schrader says he got so bored, he went to the store and came back and watched about 10 minutes and then just left altogether. The man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Affliction said, I don't like either of those people. I don't like them as actors. I don't like them as characters. If they came to your house, you'd slip out the back door. That's right. He hates the movie so much he'd leave his house while strangers were there. Ouch. Speaking of the Joker, the studio behind Folio Do, Warner Brothers, says it expects to lose between $150 and $200 million on the movie. Variety reports that the film's domestic box office take will probably top out at about $65 million and about $210 million globally. Unfortunately, it costs $200 million to make and $100 million to market. That's more money than I make in a year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight at 6 o'clock on AM 540 WAUK.
Question you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
White, 725 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We've got Paul Harvey coming up in just a moment for you. Here, we thought we'd squeeze in one more song. A little bit of soul music explosion at WRJN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. Thank you.
727 WRJN local news and timeless hits, and Paul Harvey with the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. In your mind's eye, can you see a gleaming factory? Just look over there. It's a gleaming, beautiful, sprawling factory. I want to challenge you to try to get inside. In fact, I'll dare you. You go ahead now, walk up to the front door and say that you'd like a tour of the place. Well, you're immediately going to be turned away. But go around to the back. Be very quiet that you don't get caught now. Here, I'll give you a special key. You can gain entrance to the back door. Now what happened? You say you got in the back. But moments later, the guards were all over you. You say they asked for identification, credentials, and accounting of yourself. You say you talked your way out of it, but you think you might be in trouble. Yes, you might be. Because there is something going on inside that factory that nobody, and I mean nobody, but authorized personnel is supposed to know anything about. Better spies than you have attempted to gain access to that plant and tried to part that iron veil of secrecy, but so far as I know, no such security breach has ever occurred. This is the rest of the story. In factories and government installations all over the globe, behind locked and guarded doors, technological genius is manufacturing tomorrow, is producing the transportation that'll take men right out of this world and on to others. Today, rising out of the mist of northern Italy's Po Valley in the town of Parma, there is a factory under tight security. The top secrecy under which the technical team of 150 is working is what one might expect in a plant producing atomic weapons. But otherwise tight-lipped plant personnel will say that no such weaponry is involved. Yet that is all they will say. Well, then who is working in there? It is known that this installation, which, by the way, is the largest of its kind anywhere in the world, 8 years ago employed the special services of Giorgio Giugiaro, who just happens to be the leading automotive designer in all Italy. The leading automotive designer in Italy. But what Mr. Giugiaro is doing behind the walls of that plant in Parma has nothing to do with cars. Now, this is the rest of the story. Regarding what's going on inside this factory, the puzzle pieces are before our eyes almost literally. Because certain geometric shapes are known to have been produced inside the plant. Certain geometric shapes, spirals and wheels, cone shapes and triangle shapes, and another that looks like a quill. Other shapes have been invented for the same purpose. But the automation and the incredible top secrecy, these are something relatively new to the industry. Once the company has its patent on one of these new shapes, then the rest of us may know about it. And that's why they've hired the number one automotive designer in all Italy. The world-famous Barilla factory will continue to keep outsiders out, will continue to invent behind Pentagon-like layers of security a brand new shape for a brand new kind of pasta. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Right now, it's news time. Let's see what's going on. It's 7:31. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Racine man convicted in a fatal hit and run nearly 2 years ago. Sean Shelton was charged in the death of 69-year-old Anthony Morales. The incident occurred in December of 2022 when Morales was hit trying to cross Erie. In addition to the 8 years, the judge also ordered Shelton to serve 7 years extended supervision. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. An upcoming event in Racine County seeks to address the need for more foster homes in the area. The county is hosting a dinner at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow starting at 6. The gathering will provide information about fostering to potential caregivers and supporters. Racine County Foster Care encourages those interested to sign up for the remaining spots. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the harvest of 2024 in Wisconsin quickly coming to a close. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I've got the latest harvest progress numbers as well as higher markets, at least in soybeans and overnight trade. All that on the way.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation.
That's BioVet.
As the harvest rolls closer to the end around Wisconsin, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is reminding growers, be diligent on how you're going to market that crop. If you're going to plan on selling it, then be looking ahead in the marketplace. If you're going to try to sell it on the cash market, be aware, elevators are getting full fast.
And just make sure you're asking questions, because the cash market's going to start reflecting a lot of these bushels coming in. A lot of extra bushels. Those are the questions we have that people have to really kind of work through. Every individual situation is different. If you need cash flow or not, take advantage of what's out there and find a way to keep yourself in the marketplace in that regard, looking at strategies over top. But again, it's a tough market right now because there's a lot of competition. And from what I'm hearing, some of these elevators are getting pretty full in a big hurry.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. As of Sunday around the state, 20% of our corn had been harvested for grain, 10 days ahead of last year, 9 days ahead of our 5-year average. 83% of the soybeans already in, 92% of our potatoes have already been harvested. Your market update is next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents yesterday at 189. 40-pound block cheese was up 5 3/4, 193 3/4. AA butter stood still. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 11 at 21.15 a hundredweight. December corn's a penny stronger at 4.02. November beans are up 7 at 9.98. December wheat down a penny right now at 5.78 a bushel. So there's just a quick market snapshot for you on a Wednesday. Don't forget, listen in at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little breezier with a high of 63. Then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I used to gamble on the NBA, but the NBA are a bunch of hypocrites. You know what the NBA's motto is for kids? Stay in school. To LeBron James. Hey, LeBron, screw the 90 million. Brush up on your biology. They're hypocrites. If the NBA weren't hypocrites and they really wanted to promote staying in school, at the All-Star game, instead of a slam dunk contest, hold a spelling bee for the player. Be more fun to watch, I guarantee. What'd be more fun to watch, a basketball player dunking again or Stephon Marbury trying to spell receipt? Wednesday, or one of those tricky words. I know what you're saying. Art, you're the hypocrite. You can't spell receipt or Wednesday. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not telling kids to stay in school either.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You know how to spell receipt, Ron? Get a little closer to that microphone. I got to hear every word you have to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to spell receipt? Don't look at your phone. Do you know how to spell Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I always have to think, because Wednesday is the NES in the middle.
Yeah.
It's WDNES. Receipt is R-E-C-I-E-P-T. Receipt?
That sounds about right. I always have autocorrect.
I went to college. And I don't know how to spell a receipt. But Artie Lang is right. That would be funny. Instead of a free throw contest, let's have a spelling bee on the court. And he's right. It would be more entertaining.
That would be fantastic.
These guys spell. Ron Helmick is here. We're talking about the paranormal. You're a paranormal investigator.
Yes.
You brought some of your equipment this morning.
Yes.
Maybe during the next break, we can go around the building real quick and see what's going on in this place.
Sounds good.
There's anybody watching us. So we have to get into this. Huh? What is it? As a kid, you liked the scary paranormal stuff?
Oh no, I didn't like this stuff at all. Actually, I was DJing a wedding at the Masonic, and I was loading up my van and got everything loaded up, and I got ready to back my van up, and I looked in the mirrors and I saw this tall figure all in black, wearing kind of fedora hat, walk past one mirror, go into the other mirror. Of course, I didn't have the window mirror because that fell off a long time ago. And I'm like, man, what happened here? What's this guy walking? And it's like 20 degrees out, you know? So I got out of the car and looked around, and the guy was gone. And the parking lot closest to the elevator doors, if you know what I'm talking about, the elevator doors is, compared to where the church is a decent amount of distance. There's no way this guy could have ran in a trench coat away from me, you know, quick enough if that was the case. So later on, I had another event and I spoke to Wendy Spencer, which everybody knows.
Yeah. I know Wendy.
And she ran the place, and, you know, she's, oh, that's one of the guys that like to hang out probably by the staircase. And I'm like, really? I was like, get out of here, you know? So I'm like, okay. So I started doing some research. I found a paranormal page on Facebook and a group page, and it was kind of outdated. And so I started, you know, putting stuff in there, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, can I take over this? He goes, yeah, you know, help out. You know, I was like, yeah, sure. So I started doing that. And before you know it, I started a group called Racine Paranormal Investigators with some of the members that were in that group. We all got together, and we've been at it since. It's our 10-year anniversary.
Do you ever find any, I hate to say the word ghosts, because spirits, ghosts, abnormal things in houses that you can't explain?
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain them?
Well, you know, the only thing is, you know, people that have lived there in the past, it's how we can explain it. You know, we've been in the newer homes, older homes, depends on the land, things like that. And we've captured voices, which I have a sample for you in a little bit here. It's electronic voice phenomena. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. And then we also have captured, you know, footage of things moving, whatnot. I mean, we get excited if a door moves, you know, and of course we're checking every type of thing. We're checking the vents, we're checking, you know, the door, if it creaks, or the floor, if it's level, things like that.
Is there more activity in a house where somebody died? Because you get these older homes. I live in an older home, and I know people have died in the house. My house is 110 years old, so I know people have died in that house. Do you get more activity if somebody passed away in the house?
Well, yeah, I believe so, because, I mean, and that's just my opinion on that, because, you know, people that have lived there, and back in the days, you know, you and a couple buddies built your own house, you know, your home and whatnot, and and they don't like new construction either. So if you're working on your house or whatever, you know, they get pretty ticked off. We've experienced that a few times. If one of the first things we ask, have you done any home improvements? And, if they say yes, then we have an idea, like, okay, it could be the former owner, you know, that lived there. But, it can definitely happen, and spirits can, float from house to house, and it's everywhere.
Now, I mentioned to you, real estate agents must by Wisconsin law. Real estate agents, they have a code. And they have to tell you before you buy the house if somebody died in it, if they know. If they don't know, then they can't tell you. But if they have knowledge of it, they have to tell you. Because a lot of people don't want to live in a home where people died for either religious reasons or they don't want to be scared in the middle of the night when the person knocks on their door and says, could you get this knife out of my chest? It's been there for 85 years. I mean, they don't want that either.
No.
So, yeah. So real estate agents have to tell. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. First of all, I'm going to tell you, I showed you a picture before we went on the air. I didn't want to do it while we're on the air because it gets cumbersome. Mm-hmm. But the picture was taken in my bedroom. We turned on the light before we're ready to go to bed, my wife and I. She says, look, and there on the ceiling is, it is very obvious it's a woman. You can see it.
Yeah.
She's got long, flowing, curly hair, wavy hair. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a dress. She's looking up. You could see her face, the nose, the eyes. You could see all that. And she's staring up like she's praying to the ceiling. And it, there's no doubt in my mind that's a woman. I don't know what caused the shadow.
Yeah.
But we were looking all over. And then we turned on the light the next night. The shadow wasn't there anymore. Same light, same position, same everything. But the shadow wasn't there the next night. It was only there that one night.
And there was nothing near the light.
We don't change much in our lives. Now, that bedroom, we moved the house around since. But the next night, I turned it on to see if it was going to be there again. Wasn't there.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
Now, you brought something here with you. This is like what we saw in the movie Ghostbusters, except yours isn't as fancy. There's that little wings coming out of it.
Yeah.
What is that?
This thing here is a K2 meter. And basically what it does is it measures electricity within, like, in the area of the magnetic field. It's basically kind of like what spirits work off of to communicate a lot of times. We also have another, and we can go around too and, you know, see and, you know.
During the break, we'll take you for a walk around this floor and we'll see.
And we also use another device too called, it's a radio. And basically what it does is scans radio frequencies and at a high speed. And then spirits are able to speak in between the frequencies. Which is a movie? There was a movie called White Noise.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid, I think, was in that film. Yeah,
White Noise. Same idea. Same idea.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
See, if somebody says, "Do you believe in this?" I don't know. I can't say it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say, that's Huey. Just a bunch of you know what. But I don't know for sure. I'll tell you a quick another story here. My ex-sister-in-law, she always thought, she said, I can speak to the dead. Mm-hmm. And we said, oh, come on. And she never, only for friends and relatives did she do, well, no children. She would never talk to children about it. Even though she found something out, she would never discuss children. One day, when I was married, my ex-wife, she gets a call and she says, my sister wants to talk to you about something And I said, please don't bother me. She said, it's very important that she talk to you. And I said, all right. She said she spoke to my guardian angel.
Wow.
And it's an aunt, but not really an aunt. I didn't know what that meant. She said, something is going to happen at work. Don't get panicky about it because it will all work out in the end. And I said, oh, well, now I'm interested. Let me hear what you're talking about.
No kidding.
She said, somebody named Aunt Lil, who's not really your aunt. She said, somebody's not really your aunt. And I said, well, I haven't. She said, she's a friend of your grandmother. And I said, whoa, Aunt Lil. She's not really my aunt, but we called her Aunt Lil because she was hanging around. I said, what did she say? And she told me this. She said, something's going to happen at your job. It was another radio station I worked at a long time ago. And don't get upset about it. It will all work out. She's watching over you.
Wow.
And I said, all right. 3 days later, an employee tried to sue everybody in the building.
Oh, my gosh.
And it turns out she could not find an attorney to take the case because it was dopey. And our attorneys from the corporate headquarters came down from the Carolinas and said, she's trying to sue. There's nothing to this, but I want to get depositions on everybody just in case. And it turns out it went away and nothing ever happened. So I told my boss this. He goes, can I speak to your sister-in-law? I said, do you believe in this? She goes, but listen, 3 days ago, she told you this was going to happen. that your Aunt Lil told you this was going to happen. So I don't know. Is there something to this? Can people come back from the dead and talk to you?
Oh, yeah. I had a situation. I was voice texting somebody, and a friend of mine passed away of cancer a couple days before. And she said to call her her boyfriend the name. I'm not saying the name. And it was in the middle of the voice text. I had nothing. My conversation had nothing to do with her or him. I mean, it was nothing in there, you know, and just in the middle, I was reviewing it before I sent it and said right there, please call, you know, so-and-so. And I was like, wow, that's so crazy. So I totally can't prove that it was her, but it just sounded right. And I kind of ran with it, you know, thinking it was her. So,
wow. You know, yeah. And just because we can't explain it doesn't mean it's not true.
Oh, totally.
I mean, just because our minds are weak and slow and, you know, we can't reason out everything. Ron Helmick is here. We're talking about the paranormal. He's a paranormal investigator. Take a quick break. We're going to walk around the floor here and see what we can find, if anything else. So stay right here. Local news, timeless hits, and the unexplained. WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
All right, we just took a walk around the building. What were you doing? You were talking a lot there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't get that in that chair. Now you're walking with a crutch.
Yeah.
When he tripped over a ghost when he wasn't paying attention. Yeah. Actually, it was very normal with you. He tripped over a cord. Not here. Not here. Any attorneys listening, it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you doing with that? You were talking, and what was going on?
Well, the device itself has like five lights on it, and two green, one yellow, and two red. And basically what I was trying to do was communicate with any spirits that are in here and see, like, if you closer you go up to it, the more you're going to get a better reading. So that's basically what we're trying to do, kind of like a yes or no thing. So,
and anything?
Yeah, we're by the safe. It was lighting up pretty good, almost into the red there. And I noticed there's nothing electrical around. So that could have been a good sign there. So, you know, we definitely need more time to if I would did an investigation here, definitely would need more time.
Maybe I don't want to know because I got to work in here alone in the mornings. So I come in, hello, and it's pitch dark when I come in the building with no lights on. What? Now you have an event coming up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's the Bell City Paranormal Conference.
Paracon?
Paracon, yeah.
Great, all right. Paracon. That's good, yeah.
I was just breaking it down for everybody so they understood. Okay. So, yeah, the Bell City Paracon, it'll be at the Danish Brotherhood in Summers at the old Cortese's Hall out there on Sharon Road. Bell City, I tried to get something to Racine, a venue, but I couldn't. So, but that was the closest thing to Racine I could get. So, and they've been awesome to work with us. So, they've been really, really great.
Now, you got some really interesting people showing up in here. Owner of Shaker's Cigars Bar. That's one of those haunted places, right?
Yeah. It's one of the most haunted bars.
Bob Weiss.
Yeah. One of the most haunted bars in the United States, actually. It's been in numerous documentaries, TV shows, whatnot, news, you name it. We've been working with Bob for about 10 years, and we've investigated. It used to be an old brothel house, and it was also Al Capone's family once owned it.
That's got a lot of history to it.
There's layers upon layers. It's if you haven't taken a tour there, do it. And it's also the home of the hangman tours with what's his name, the famous killer in Wisconsin.
Ed Gein? You're thinking of
Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, yeah. Dahmer. Yeah, they have a Dahmer tour. Because he used to hang out there.
They tore down the building, though, that he lived in. That's
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I got a creepy story about that. A friend of mine used to do the fire extinguishers for that building. And he told the police, hey, something isn't right here. And they never investigated it quick enough. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Well, when that whole thing went down, I was working at a radio station in Milwaukee. And we're located at 7th and Wisconsin Avenue, only a couple of blocks from when that thing went on. We used to get some of our supplies from the pallet shop in Milwaukee. And that's where he picked up some of his victims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he probably asked me, hey, you want to come over for... no, I'm busy now. I got a couple of some records to play. I'm calling during American Pie. I got to get back real quick. Now, you have somebody there who's going to be on our program next week. Yes. Rory Graves, author of Haunted Racine. And you say Rory Graves is the real name.
What a
great name for an author of Haunted Racine.
Rory has been awesome. She takes care of all of our media. She does all the artwork for what we have and whatnot. And she has an amazing book if you haven't picked that up yet. So,
she'll be here.
Yeah.
Larry Eisler III, author of Ghosts of the Black Hawk War, is going to be there as well.
Yep.
Let's see who else you got here. Barnaby Jones, not the Barnaby Jones from television. You know, it's tough when you get a name like... What if your name is really Jed Clampett? I mean, do you really go through life as Jed Clampett? He has a paranormal society. Boy, you got a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah.
So, and this is when? This is called Paracon.
Yeah.
Bell City Paracon. It's Saturday, November 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Danish Brotherhood. Is that at 1300 Sheridan Road in Summers?
Yep.
And how much to get in?
$10 to get in. And $20 for the later
on. $20 to get out.
And then we're having a later investigation for 16 and older. For that, there's like 4 tickets left for that. So we're going to be investigating the place. It's been known for some paranormal activity there.
Okay, one more story here, and we talked about this before I went on the air with you. There's a guy named Rod Lancer. He started Summerfest in Milwaukee. He was also the comptroller for the city of Milwaukee at one time. And he wanted to do this tour. He said, people who live in Milwaukee are the worst people to talk about their own town because they don't know anything about it. And so he put together this tour, and he wanted my parents, who were coming to visit, to take the tour with me. And we're going to drive around, and he's going to give us the tour. We stopped at Lafayette Place on the east side of Milwaukee, just off, I forget what the road is there. But anyway, it's right there by the lake in a big Gothic mansion. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is big real estate property. And he told us a story in the early 1900s, how a family lived there, and they had to call in the Jesuits from Marquette to do an exorcism on their daughter because they thought she was possessed. Wow. And when the Jesuits came in, the little girl was walking on the walls and the ceiling. Mm. She was upside down walking on the ceiling. The Jesuits performed an unsuccessful exorcism, and they left town. And back then, things in the press you can keep out. It was not like today where, you know, everything would be in the media. So they left and never heard from again. Rod went to the Marquette University to check the file. They wouldn't let him see it because it was a closed private file, but they did admit there was a file based on that incident that took place at Lafayette Place in the early 1900s. He couldn't see it, but they admitted the file was there. Isn't that something?
Yeah, very, very.
Wouldn't you like to get your hands on that file and see what the report was about this little girl?
We'd love to. We've actually done exorcisms with a...
It's not like the movie, is it?
No, not really. I know some of the members, a member that he's our demonologist. He's seen some crazy things before.
You got a demonologist on staff?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
why is that blinking now?
Yeah, it's
why is that blinking?
Can we make it go to red?
What that blinking light means what on your ghost meter? What does that mean?
It could mean something's around, but it also could be picking up some of the radio. I mean, some of the radio equipment that you have here.
Maybe it's our general manager, Chris Morrow, coming in.
Oh,
it stopped. I mentioned his name and it stopped. You know, I was watching TV before I came in to get some news headlines and stuff. My wife walked past the TV, and as soon as she walked past it, it went out.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. All right, so let me just mention again, you've got, where's my phone? I got it on the phone here because it was too much black ink to print out. And it was, I got rid of it here. You tell me what it is again. It's called Paracon.
Yeah, the Bell City Paracon.
Give us the address.
1300 Sheridan Road.
Ticket to the door?
Yes, or you can go online. If you go to our Facebook page, the Bell City Paracon, you'll see a gray, white, and black logo. Click on the Facebook link, and then it'll take you there for the ticket sales.